Welcome to a series about wisdoms of the Bible. Our theme, Managing for the Master. Oh, what could that be? What are we going to talk about? When we think of all the blessings we have received from our Lord Jesus Christ, how could we give back anything to Him? How could we show our love for Him? Let's talk about this. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, Managing for Our Master. Part 1, Lesson 1. Part of God's family. Our memory text for this week we find in the first epistle of John, chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew Him not. Sons of God, we are called. We are part of God's family. In the epistle to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul writes in chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." And now the point, "of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." We are part of God's family. He's our creator. He's the creator of our planet Earth. And He created everything what's on this planet Earth. And therefore, we are called sons of God. So you are special. You are valuable. You're full of worth because God is your Father. And therefore, because He is full of dignity, you get, because of His dignity, He is your Creator, your Father. When Moses was called by God in the desert at the thorn bush, then God showed him, I want you. And the same it is with you. God wants you for a special purpose. Maybe you are warm-hearted, and therefore you will be able to be a blessing for someone who needs a person to be in friendship with someone who is warm-hearted. You can reach another person's heart because of your warm heart. Another one is good in sports, and therefore, maybe someone else will be interested in this very person because of his interest in sport, but because he loves God. And the other one sees the difference. There are many people who love sports, but not many people who love sports and love God. So you are valuable. You are chosen for a purpose. God wants you to be His special person for someone else. Are you ready for that? God is the owner of everything. We read the text in Psalm 50, and there, verse 10 and 11. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the folds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. So in former times, for example, in the Middle Ages, you find the nobility living in castles, fortresses, and they are the owners of all the land. It belongs to them. And because all this countryside is in their hands, even the beasts belong to them. And if a farmer in this area wants to hunt a rabbit, for example, and kills it for eating it, that will be a problem. He will be hanged on the next tree because the rabbit belongs to the nobility. The landlord, he is the owner of everything, even of the beasts, the wild beasts, in the forests, in the fields. But here we see the real owner of all the creatures on earth is God, not nobility, and not the person who owns several acres of land somewhere. No, it's God in reality. So therefore, when God is the owner of everything, then we have a duty. He is the owner. And he allows us to be the manager of this planet, Earth. And that's something very special. God tells us that to him belongs everything. He says, mine is all the silver and the gold on this planet. Imagine, he created this planet. So he made everything. Therefore he can say, mine is all the silver, all the gold, and all the beasts, they belong to me. So if we sacrifice an animal, as the old Israelites had to do, as a type of sacrificing, which showed how Jesus would be sacrificed, so all these sacrifices, all these beasts they brought, something, it belonged to God in reality, not to them. So it is important to have this in mind. When you think, well, I'm rich and I possess this and that, and really, it is given by God into your hands. But he is the real owner of everything. Everything. You're just a manager for his goods. And that's important to know. He is the boss, not you. Resources available for God's family. One of the most beautiful psalms in the Bible is written by David. He was a shepherd in his teenage years, and in Psalm 23 he describes the Lord as his shepherd. We read, the Lord is my shepherd. And what will be the result of this? I shall not want. Oh, what a beautiful sentence. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Why so? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters, green pastures. They only there where there is a brook, a river somewhere. Grass is green when there is water around. And in hot areas, when there is no water, then the grass is brown and dried up and not usable anymore. But here, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Green is a wonderful color for animals who like grass, which like grass. It goes on here, the Lord, my shepherd, he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, this is an arid situation. But what will happen? I will fear no evil. Although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Because the Lord is my shepherd. He's at my side. He will protect me. He will guide me. I'm without fear. Therefore. And it goes on. For you are with me. That's the point. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. They comfort me. You are with me. I do not fear. I'm not afraid of anything. You are with me. And then imagine, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. A table is prepared in the presence of my enemies. Normally, when the enemies appear and you see, oh, there are many, they will win against me, then what are you going to do? You learn to run as quickly as possible. But here, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Whoa, that's great. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. So you get more than you need. Something can be filled. And then it's full. But here, the cup runs over. So you get more than you really need. So that others can get something from you. Because your cup runs over. What a wonderful describing when the Lord is my shepherd. Responsibilities of God's family members. Our text in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God. With all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Once Jesus was asked, what is the most important commandment in the Bible? The most important. And Jesus answered. And he read this verse. He quoted it by heart. Love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Because resurrection from the dead, being saved, being redeemed, is something that depends on your love to your Savior. When a relationship starts, when it's at the starting point, you have two persons. One is in a courtship season. And the other one can answer or can turn the back on this person. Either or. Either you look into the face and you enjoy it, that someone wants you to be in this relationship, or you just go away. And the Lord, as our shepherd, He wants you. He wants to be in relationship, in a close friendship with you. Because He loves you. He wants to help you to get up, 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 up. It's a privilege to be honored by such a king. It's the king of the universe. So, what is your answer when the Lord, your God, tells you, I'm in love with you? Do we deserve that? Of course not. Who are we? We are tiny creatures made by Him. But as a parent loves his newborn child, and a mother who has just born her baby, she loves it. It's helpless, cannot talk, cannot smile in the beginning, cannot answer when you ask questions, but it can, produce smell. It smells in a way we don't like so much, but nevertheless, we clean it, we do everything, we clothe it, we hug it, we kiss it. Although there's nothing what this baby can do in the first weeks. It's just there, drinking at his mummy's breast and sleeping and producing something that smells. That's all. But we love it. It's a baby. It's my baby. Treasure in heaven. We read in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 onwards, a word by our Lord Jesus Christ. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. In the news, we could read and hear, a lady was in her beautiful house. She was the only one at home at this time of the day. And then four robbers came, dressed in black. Their head hit, only the eyes you could see. And four men, one woman, that's easy. And then they forced her to tell them the code number of the treasure chest of the house, a very strong one, made of steel, hundreds of pounds heavy. But the lady was so shocked, she couldn't remember the code number. And these robbers, they found out, she really doesn't know anymore. We have, because of our appearance, she's so afraid of us, she can't think anymore as usual. So what to do? They wanted to get into this safe. So it was And within the wall, and it was not just to move it in there and out, it was fixed into the wall. And so they tried to get it out from there, which was quite some work. And they worked and worked and worked for it. It took them an hour to get this safe out of the wall, because they wanted then to open it at their home when they had more time, using just instrumentalities to do so. Why were they so interested in getting this safe? They knew there are treasures in it. They knew it. Bracelets and necklace and gold and silver and so on, money and whatever. And Jesus tells us, lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. And how does that work? Make God the first and last and best in everything. That He is number one. That He is the one you love most. How can that be? That you have time with Him, being together with Him, reading His Word, finding out, oh, the King of the universe is interested in me. He loves me. He wants to be in close relationship with me. Yet Jesus even sacrificed Himself for me. Then love will be created in you towards Him. Summary. We have a photo here. A family. Father, mother, and the kids. And it's interesting. They look in a certain direction. The kids. Towards the sun. The light. And mother and father, they protect their kids. We are part of God's family. What does that mean? You're protected? You're safe? You have the owner of the universe as your protector. The mightiest being that exists in the universe. And you're part of this family. This is an honor, isn't it? You are famous. God is your father. And because we have such a famous father, this famous father wants us to behave as kids of the King of the universe. And this means being different to the mass of people. Being different to all those who don't know what is right and wrong. We are sons and daughters of the Master of the universe. And we know what is right and what is wrong. And we know what He loves. And if we act according to His love, we will see that we are blessed. And then we will be a lucky family. My lucky single, whoever, wherever we are. God wants us to be protected, to be safe, to be honored, full of dignity. We are special. You are special. You're full of worth. You're part of God's family. And He wants you to be full of dignity. And this will happen when you take time being together with your Lord, reading His words, thinking about His words, acting according to His words. Because you discover He loves me. Therefore, he tells me to act like this or that. Because he knows when I will follow his command, then it will be good for me. I will be blessed. Because he knows what is best for me. And he's the only one that really knows this. It's not me. He knows what is best for me. And if you're a person thinking, well, I know what's best for me, then you're far from the level of getting into this position where God wants you to be. He loves you, and he wants you to climb the ladder to get upwards, 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 heavenwards.